להקים גם יחד. הנה מה טוב ומה נעים שבטחים גם יחד. הנה מה טוב ומה נעים שבטחים גם יחד. הנה מה טוב ומה נעים
שבטחים. Hi, I'm Rachel and this is Israel is Real. Hi, I'm Rachel, and this is Israel is Real. Israel is Real puts a human face on all things Israel and tells the stories of ordinary people loving, supporting, and living in an extraordinary land. Israel is Real. Boker Tov l'kol ha'mazinim. And Shabbat Shalom b'Yisrael. And to Sonia. I hope you're listening out there. Sonia today is in Israel. And shalom to all our listeners from WSMN 1590 AM, Nashua's News and Talk. As a community-supported program, we depend on your support to stay on the air. So we'd like to extend our thanks to all those who love and support our efforts on behalf of spreading the good news about Israel. So please keep those donations coming. If you want to advertise, if you want to listen to archived shows, go to www.israelisreal.weebly.com. israelisreal.weebly.com. And you can email us at israelisreal1590@gmail.com, israelisreal1590@gmail.com. Also, we're going to open up the phones today. If you want to talk to our guest or if you want to have something to say, you can call us at 603-816-1590, 603-816-1590. So I'm going to take a moment right here before we start our show just to send my condolences to Sonia, my co-host, and her family. She lost her mother this week, so she went to Israel, and she's there right now mourning the loss of her dear mother, Chava Bat Shifra V'Yoel. May her memory be blessed. And Sonia, our thoughts and prayers are with you. Moment from our sponsor. Vision. Did you know that Vision is an organization that educates our community about the little country of Israel? Did you know Israel is approximately about the size of New Jersey? To receive Vision's email alerts and be informed about Vision's educational activities and opportunities, visit Vision's website, and that's at www.nh4israel.org, www.nh4israel.org. Well, I like to start, we always start our show with a Hebrew word to help you get acclimated when you go to Israel. So our Hebrew word for the day today, actually two words, sababa and achla. So sababa is originally actually an Arabic high register literary word meaning ardent love or fervent longing. And this word took off in Hebrew, in the Hebrew lexicon, sometime in the 1980s or the 1990s. I did a little research here. Sababa in Israel essentially means good, or it means, yeah, right.
Sababa booby.
Sababa. And in different contexts, it can also mean fun, okay. And according to the online Urban Dictionary, which apparently is something new, it means cool, great, no problem, hey, right, all right. And essentially it means awesome. So, but apparently, that's an expression that's apparently dated, and I guess I'm showing my age here, but the word that's more common these days is achla, which is a little bit more popular, which means also really cool, nice, and I'm going to use that today to describe our guest today, who is achla orachat, achla shel orachat. We have today a really cool achla guest. Here's some music of our Akla guest. I'm not going to tell you who it is. Just listen for a minute.
It becomes a movie screen, and frame for frame, it makes me want to scream. Now in the dead of night, I can't put up that fight, but in the morning light, I can fake it all right. I'm going to make it all right. Not in the middle of the night, but in the morning.
Nakla, Sababa.
By the way, there is now a whole vocabulary of terms that is attached to sabab, to akhla. You can have akhla banana and all sorts of akhlas now. And every week or month, a new akhla mashu comes out.
Well,
before we start,
wait a minute.
I gotta give kudos.
What?
Before you even introduce me, I have to give kudos to our hostess with the mostest here. And I'm putting out a huge kol hakavod to Rachel for her positive PR, which is the first thing and the second thing and the last thing that we need about Israel is good PR. And she's telling not just PR, because PR can be a little bit, how shall we say, decorated. She speaks truth, people. So believe everything that Rachel says to you about Israel. It is the most wonderful place in the whole world.
She's too good to me. She's too good to me.
No, I'm not.
And us. Achla, I'd like to introduce you listeners, everybody, to Libby. Libby, I can't speak enough. Libby and I go way back. We met in Israel in the 1980s. Yep. And Libby has changed the face and the sound of rock music in Israel.
So did you.
Hey, this is about you today. She seriously, she is Israel's greatest rock innovator.
Thank you.
She started out in the 80s, went through the 90s, and even came up to 2000. Now she's here with us, living in Massachusetts. Hopefully to go back soon.
Bezrat Hashem.
Yeah, and she has had a major influence on rock music in Israel. So Libby, I want to tell, maybe you can start out telling the people a little bit about yourself.
Okay, making a long story longer. I grew up in the Disneyland of Muncie, New York in the 50s, which was a town that basically I did not know there was anything but an Orthodox practicing Jew in the world. I had no idea that there were Jews that ate bacon, never mind that I didn't know what bacon was or that it came from a pig. It was a wonderfully giving community. It was a small community. And they're saying is you can take the girl out of Muncie, but you can't take Muncie out of the girl.
So you're telling me that you were brought up Orthodox.
Yes, I was.
Religious, observant.
Modern
Shomer
Orthodox.
Shabbat.
May Aleph Ad Taf. Yes, mm-hmm. Shomer Shabbat. Go to shul every Shabbat, and then there'd be Kiddush afterwards, and we'd all go to somebody's house and eat and sing and dance, and then come home and eat and sing and dance. And it was, and then you just play. I mean, it's children and eating and singing and dancing. What could be bad about that?
Nothing.
And
nothing,
everybody really in your town is into the same thing.
Yeah. It was like probably like a little close society.
Very, but, very. I wouldn't use the word G-H-E-T-T-O.
No, I wouldn't use that word.
Because I don't use that, but it certainly was a community, which is difficult to find these days.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think you were saying that, because it was all very Jewish-oriented. You were telling me the last night about the story about someone had to get permission.
Oh, yes. We had one non-Jewish family living in town who was actually my neighbor. And she used to have to get, the family used to have to get permission from the town council to put a Christmas tree in their front yard. And she was actually the secretary in the yeshiva.
Which is unusual for somebody living in America.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. So you had a yeshiva upbringing.
Yes, I did.
You're very well versed in Torah, Tanakh.
Baruch Hashem, yes.
Baruch
Hashem,
yeah. My
parents paid dearly for that.
So tell me, how did a nice Jewish girl
like
you
wound up in a place like this?
Right.
Well, it's a cute story, actually. My father, Lava Shalom, was a huge Yankees fan. And we used to sit and listen to the radio every Sunday together and listen to the game. And my mother wouldn't be able to, like, talk or anything because we had the game on. So I don't know if any of you remember the little transistor radios that came out. They were very small,
yeah,
and they'd have earphones. So my father and I would sit on lounge chairs in the backyard with radio for him, radio for me, listening to the Yankee game. Well, what he didn't know one day is I started fiddling with the dial, and I found WMCA. And on WMCA was rock and roll. And I used to have that station on and watch my father's expression. He'd be thinking I'd be listening to the Yankee game. So whenever he would express joy, I would express joy. If he was upset, I would be upset. But I had no idea what was going on with the game because I was listening to the Supremes on WMCA. And then I heard the Beatles. That was the beginning.
Really?
I blame it all on Paul. Oh, that's a good song title. Blame it all on Paul.
Yeah. So why? So you? I was going to say who your your earliest influences, and
you
now
got it.
Yeah, the Supremes
and all of that ilk, Motown. Well, we didn't ever call it anything but rock and roll. We didn't have all the labels that we have today. So
right.
I would say rock and roll.
And the Beatles.
And the Beatles. And the Rolling Stones.
So this was in the 60s.
This was in the early 60s.
When music was really starting to take off.
Yeah. We would go, actually, there were like five girls in our class, and we would have to do the coffee roll breakfast for the boys at Minion at school. And while the boys were doing davening in the front room, we would be listening to the radio in the back room, and I would be singing my heart out to the Supremes and the Shirelles and the Beatles while the boys were singing to Hashem in the other room.
Really? Wow. So was it a religious experience for you?
It was a very religious, spiritual. Actually, I got suspended from school one day because my father, living in Muncie, we didn't have like all the literature that they had in the city. He brought me home a Beatle magazine, and I had it in my side, my chumash. And, you know, the teacher, like, asked you, where are you now? You'd have to read the pasuk. But I wasn't there, so I just read Paul McCartney's favorite color is green. He wears a 10.5 sock. And my teacher took my magazine and ripped it up. And I got sent to the principal's office, and the principal told me that I was suspended because my love for Paul McCartney was akin to idol worship.
Uh-huh.
And I said, well, thank you very much, but I'm not coming back to school until my teacher buys me a new magazine that he had. It was my first revolution. He had every right to take it away, but he had no right to destroy it. And he bought me a new one, and I came back to school.
The rest is
history.
Wow, that's an amazing story. Yeah. Yeshiva life.
Yeshiva life.
Well, we're going to go out for a break, and we'll be back with Libby, Israeli-American rock singer, in just a few minutes. WSMN 1590, Nashua's News and Talk.
WSMN
and WSMNradio.com.
Will Sarah Palin head a third political party in 2012? I'm Bill O'Reilly. The Talking Points memo is next.
Is your computer running slowly? Thinking about buying a new one? Don't waste your money. Your computer could be infected with spyware, malware, viruses, registry errors, spam, and pop-ups. You don't need to buy a new computer. Just go to DoubleMySpeed.com and find out what's slowing your computer down.
Double My Speed totally cleaned up my system and increased my speed.
DoubleMySpeed.com increased the speed of my computer from the very first day.
My computer was on its last leg. Now it's like new again.
Get your free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com and keep your computer running fast. Your free diagnosis at doublemyspeed.com is easy and fast.
It's the best you could ask for. Outstanding, and my computer is running faster than ever.
Find out what is slowing down your computer with a free diagnosis at doublemyspeed.com. Don't waste your time with your slow computer. Get your free diagnosis now at doublemyspeed.com. That's doublemyspeed.com.
Talking Point spent some time with Sarah Palin this week interviewing her for the O'Reilly Factor. I came away from the experience believing that Governor Palin wants to run for president, but it will not be on the Republican ticket. Establishment GOP leaders see Mrs. Palin as too inexperienced, too volatile, and with her approval rating at just 23%, according to a new CBS poll, I don't believe the Republican fat cats will back her. But 37% of the American public remain undecided about the governor, so there's potential for a third-party run, and I think it might happen. Ross Perot did it, and there's no reason the charismatic Palin can't duplicate the effort. There is no question that such a run would gravely damage Republican chances of defeating Barack Obama. But hey, that's politics. Sarah Palin wants to start a movement, and she just might. That's the memo. I'm Bill O'Reilly on Westwood One.
What did they do? What did they do to my city? I pushed Michael Yu away from the binoculars and took a look.
Hey!
In the streets below, traffic had stopped. Pedestrians were lying on sidewalks and curled up in doorways. There was no sign of violence, no wrecks, nothing like that. It was as if the people in New York had simply decided to stop whatever they were doing and pass out. Ice coated my stomach. A line from the prophecy rang in my ears.
And see the world in endless sleep.
Not dead. He has put the entire island of Manhattan to sleep. The invasion has started. To find out what happens next, read Percy Jackson and the Olympians by Rick Riordan. Explore new worlds and check out more cool books at your local library. And visit read.gov. Brought to you by the Library of Congress and the Ad Council.
Check on the program schedule or listen live on your computer. It's all at WSMNradio.com.
Did you just read about something in the paper? Did you just see something in today's TV newscasts? Guess what?
If you're talking about it, we're talking about it.
And while you're at it, why don't you talk to us about it? 816-1590. Nashua's News and Talk, WSMN.
WSMN 1590, Nashua's News and Talk with Israel is Real. To Israelis putting a human face on all things Israel. I'm Rachel, and we're here with Libby, my amazing rock star guest. And I'd like to remind you to visit us at our website, israelisreal.weebly.com, israelisreal.weebly.com, where you can hear our archived shows, and you'll be able to hear Libby anytime after today as well. And I want to also say that we're very grateful for our sponsors. We have a few sponsors: Vision, the Voice of Israel Initiative of New Hampshire; Rachel Music, Music for All Occasions; Gloria Greenfield, the case for Israel.com, and Vern Main, Intellectual Property Attorneys. Countries depend for much of their success and security on their intellectual prowess and advanced technology. Many companies from here and abroad depend on the patent attorneys at Vern Main and Associates to obtain U.S. or global patent protection for their new ideas. Vern Main and Associates is an intellectual property law firm right here in Nashua. For professional legal counseling on all intellectual property matters, contact the legal specialist at Vern Main and Associates at their offices here in Nashua on 100 Main Street, or you can contact them on the web, vernmaine.com. That's VERNMAINE.com. vernmaine.com. Well, Libby, we're back. Now, we were listening to a song right now. Let's hear a little bit of that song, and then we're going to tell you a little bit about that.
Is in Hebrew. It took me 3 months to write. I cannot translate it into English for the life of me.
Well, sinat chinam is like, you know, just
baseless hatred.
Baseless hatred, just hatred for the sake of hating.
For the sake of hating. And basically, the song is we're all the same under the skin. It started out being a song about how we all feel about each other in Israel itself and the arguments that come out between the religious, non-religious, and all the different sects that live there. But basically, it's about the world situation and that we are all the same under the skin. And when we talk about them, they're talking about us. And them is us and us is them. So why not just get it together and do some tikkun olam, because that is the answer.
Let's hear a little bit more of that. Can you get that going, George? I want to just say, we were talking the other day, you know, when I first saw Libby, I got to tell the listeners, it was like around 1980, and I was walking in the place called, in Jerusalem called Binyan Klal, a small little mall, and at the time was new, and we were just walking around, my girlfriend and I, and we heard this music coming from somewhere, and we headed towards where the music was, and we went into this little tiny hole-in-the-wall place. This guy's playing the piano, and there's this woman standing there, and she is singing. Bob Blake, hi. And she is singing with all her everything, all her soul, and our mouths just opened wide, and we stood there and went, oh, my God, who is this person? It's incredible. And that was my first glimpse of Libby.
Thank you.
Libby, when did you make Aliyah? When did you move to Israel?
79, I moved to Israel, which was basically a fait accompli. I was fed intravenous Zionism since birth, and it was just the natural way, order of things, for me to move in 79. The music started in 1980 in Piano Bar. And back
wait,
then,
wait, are you telling me that was the first time you were like really getting started there
in Israel? Yeah, that
amazing.
Was the first time. Yeah,
good.
And you saw me in this little Russian bar where after every song they fed me shots of vodka, and you just can't turn it down because then you don't get tips, and you're not very happy, and nobody's happy. So in order to make people happy, I would down. They loved Linda Ronstadt, and I would down all these shots. And by the end of the night, girl, well, it was the 80s. That's all I'm going to say.
So tell me, like, actually, I have a question from Sonia.
Okay.
And she's asking, what and how did Israel influence and help you develop your interest in music?
Oh, my goodness. Well, actually, it started out, besides the fact that I really wanted to do music my whole life and had been doing music my whole life, it was a question of economics. So that's how Israel influenced our music the first ways. I needed to make some money. So I started singing again. And truth be told, when I first moved there, my only purpose was to give Israel the music that they never saw live. You would be able to hear things like Jumping Jack Flash on your own stereo. You really wouldn't hear it on the radio. There wasn't MTV yet or any videos. So when I got up on stage and sang Under My Thumb, no one had basically heard that song before and certainly had never heard it live. So when we did Zeppelin and we did all these amazing songs, I mean, I had a heck of a lot of good material to work with as the first rock and roll band in Israel.
Which
I love saying that.
Yeah, you were, not to say that there wasn't any loud, fun, and rocking kind of music.
No,
but
there was
wasn't
Israeli
of this type.
Music, but it wasn't of this type. Israeli rock and roll back in those days was very innocent and very sweet and all on a very happy bend. Or you had people standing with acoustic guitars. Women would basically stand with an acoustic guitar in front of the mic and sing very sweetly. And then came Libby and the Flash, and Libby was there with her fishnets and chains and leather, and I actually once brought a whip on stage. And, you know, it was the 80s. We were the consummate crazed rock and roll band, and they basically, we shocked them into knowing who we were,
Tell us about that. Tell us about how the rock scene, you know, you were, I guess you would call it even more than rock, sort of almost metal, right?
It was, well, we were metal. It progressed from classic rock tunes, even like Johnny B. Good we would do, to a metal band. And our original material in Hebrew was the first heavy metal Hebrew songs there ever were.
But were you singing, where were you able to perform in, you know,
Ben-Gvin, Tel Aviv. Well, there was a place in Jerusalem called JBR.
Oh,
hi,
yeah.
Guys, the JBR days, where they had the Grateful Dead skull and crossbones in the back. And, that was the place to be at JBR. And we got paid, the first time we got paid, we were paid in a steak pepita in the shuk.
Singing for your food.
Singing for our food. And then we moved down to Tel Aviv, and there was a place called Penguin, and then there was Liquid that opened in Don. And even though they were all in one very small city, I used to have 3 gigs a week just in Tel Aviv.
You're kidding.
No. And that was basically the start of also, we were the rock band, and then there were the punk bands. Hello, Rami Fortes, the king of punk in Israel. And he, brilliant musician, still doing it. And he basically was the leader of alternative music in Israel. So kudos out to you and all those other people and everybody that did shows in Penguin, Liquid, Don in those years. It was a great time.
Yeah.
And so Israel influenced me to get up and do it, to bring great rock and roll to the people. But it was only... Right before I left that we did the first tune. You heard it. It was the second tune we did that you heard in the studio that was influenced by Kulthum, who, if you anybody can download her, her voice could melt butter. I actually cried the first time I heard her vocals. She was a huge woman in vocals and in personality. I think she was Egyptian.
I was going to say, you know, she wasn't Israeli.
No, she was Egyptian. I think it was in the 30s. I'm really not sure. Mm-hmm. But if anybody could, and don't ask me to spell her name, but if anybody out there could Google Kulthum, brilliant. Not a waste of time to hear.
So that was one of your influences.
That was one of my influences. Was Mizrahi music. I always felt, I feel the soul in any genre of music. That's what draws me to it, is the soul of the singer and the musicians in the back, and what you can feel them doing. And Mizrahi music, to me, really hit the mark.
Tell our listeners, what is that Mizrahi music?
What is Mizrahi music? Excellent question. Middle Eastern music, but it's like... I don't know. Describe Mizrahi music.
Well, it's not Western. It's Eastern. It's Eastern influenced.
It's Eastern influenced music, and it's
bum 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 bum. Kind of,
it's very soulful, and the modern singers. Oh, what was her name? Burnt Brain. There you go. I forget
it's too
her
early
name.
In the morning.
I can see her face. Bar, I think her last name was. Don't remember. But Mizrahi singers are extraordinary. It's like Middle Eastern blues, basically. That's what it is. Thank you. Mizrahi music to me is Middle Eastern blues. And I sing blues, so there you go. I mean, rock and blues had a baby and they called it rock and roll. So Mizrahi music had a baby and they called it Israeli rock and roll.
So I got another question from Sonia here, because Sonia, we're with you there over there. She wants to know, what is the connection between your Orthodox Jewish upbringing and to how you compose and create music?
Sinat Chinam, that song about baseless hatred, is all about Tikkun Olam, which is a very Jewish thought process. Tikkun meaning fixing, Olam meaning the world. That is our job here from the minute we are born to the minute we die, is Tikkun Olam, that we should be part of the light and the fixing.
Yeah, yeah, and you're doing that through music.
Yeah.
Yeah. I wanted to, we can expound on it a little bit more after the break. We got to cut for a break in a minute. But I want you to think about, while we're going out to the break, maybe the whole issue of being in Israel gives you a certain kind of freedom of expression, freedom of being,
freedom
of person.
Of being yourself.
Don't tell us now. We'll wait till after the break and we'll tell our listeners about that.
And then we'll all make Aliyah.
That's right.
Bezrat Hashem.
Baruch Hashem.
You'll find you are so cool. You'll find you are so smart. You are the king of fools. You are the knave of hearts. You shake my tree. Well, come down on me. I'm standing tall inside my space. I feel your tears pour down. No hanging on to old friends. No question marks above my head. No longer there for you to use. Confuse, diminish, and abuse. Took years of tears to realize. Master of lies and alibis. I was so blind I could not see. With a friend like you who needs an enemy, karma's gonna get ya.
1590 WSMN
and WSMNradio.com.
Check out what you can now afford to drive at GetAutosNH.com. Search the inventories of local dealerships for both new and used cars, find vehicles within your monthly budget, and make an online offer to buy. That's GetAutosNH.com, the Telegraph's auto website. Local dealers are ready to help you find the vehicle that is a perfect fit for you and your budget. Check out what you can now afford to drive at GetAutosNH.com. GetAutosNH.com, GetAutosNH.com. Search local, buy local.
Hey, Jackie, you've been in New Hampshire for 6 years now. How do you like the free state?
Hey, Cheryl Ann, all I can say is live free or die.
I hope you rested up, because the new office of RE/MAX Dynamic is now open for business. Did you know that it is truly the best time to buy real estate?
I've heard rates are low and the tax credit has been extended.
Well, get ready for the open house next Thursday, December 10th from 1 to 5 at RE/MAX Dynamic.
I can't wait to start exploring the free state with RE/MAX Dynamic Realty at 23 Burnham Road in Hudson. Housing prices are low and the timing is right. Why don't you come explore New Hampshire with me and Cheryl Ann at RE/MAX Dynamic Realty. On the web at dynamicrealty.biz. Call us at 821-9988, extension 103.
Hi everyone, Christy Bouvier from the Designer Health Net Talk Show, brought to you by Designer Health Net Online Fitness Plan. Don't miss us this Saturday as we welcome our guest, NAE's COO John Ng and athletic director from Bucksport High School, Dan Clifford, as we talk youth sports. So join me, the guru of health and fitness, on the Designer Health Net Talk Show this Saturday at 9 a.m. right here on WSMN 1590, Nashua's source for news and talk.
Do you really know the score regarding your personal finances? Your credit score, that is. Many consumers tend to sit on the bench and don't have all the facts about personal credit reports. But the National Foundation for Credit Counseling wants you to get in the game, review your credit report, and understand how to improve it. Federal law entitles you to one free credit report from each of the main credit reporting agencies each year, and ordering just one is not enough. You need to see if there are any differences among the three major credit reporting agencies. Fixing mistakes can go a long way toward improving your credit score and improving your financial health. You need to request the reports either online, by phone, or by mail. And again, they're available free of charge. The National Foundation for Credit Counseling can help request your credit report and explain what it all means. Their certified counselors can also advise you on sound financial practices that can help improve your score. For more information about credit reports, call the NFCC at 1-800-388-2227. This has been a public service message from the NFCC.
Plan your night, plan your weekend. Listen for the WSMN Community Calendar all day long on 1590 WSMN.
Tired of calling those radio stations and never getting through? Get through to us. What's on your mind? 816-1590. Check us out online at WSMNradio.com. 1590 WSMN.
We're back on WSMN 1590, Nashua's News and Talk, with Israel is Real, two Israelis putting a human face on all things Israel. And just for a moment to tell you about another one of our sponsors, Vision. Did you know that Vision is an organization that educates our community about the little country of Israel and informs you of how its technical advances personally benefit you? Did you know Israel's researchers developed a heart pump that saves the lives of people with congestive heart failure? To receive Vision's email alerts and be informed about Vision's educational activities and opportunities, visit Vision's website at www.nh4israel.org, nh4israel.org. And we're back with Libby, who has changed the face of rock and roll music in Israel.
So happy, they say I'm beautiful, I feel so ugly, I'm so lonesome, leave me alone. Leave me alone. Is there another ground? I'm worthy and such a failure. I'm so wealthy, but I can't pay my bills. I'm so sexy.
Libby Israel's first and foremost and still rockin' rock star. And I want to ask you, Libby, we were talking about the freedom that you have in Israel. When you got to Israel and you became Israel's first really rockin', screamin', metal female rock star, what helped you do that? I mean, was it your Judaism? Was it just being in Israel? What's going on there in Israel that brought you there?
Well, Israel gives... There's a sense of creativity and vitality there that makes you want to be all you can be, because whatever you do can make a difference. You're not just one person there. You are a whole entity that influences day-to-day life, and you just got to do what you can to... It's not a matter of gotta do. It allows you to be the most you can be. Your soul is free to soar. You are who your soul is there. You're not just the outside. Your insides are on the outside there.
What makes, I mean, I know that there because I live there too, and there's something there that pulls you out from yourself.
Well, I got to tell you, last night we were watching, I had the honor of staying at Rachel's house last night.
Yay.
And she turned me on to livecotel.com. Is that what it is?
Thecotel.org. If you want to see, be at the Kotel, the Wailing Wall, or the Western Wall, however you want to call it, over there in Jerusalem, you can see it live at thekotel.org. It's unbelievable.
Now, we were sitting there expounding on how we were literally hypnotized, and we couldn't, I mean, we should have been gone asleep really early. We had to be here early this morning, and we couldn't turn it off. The exciting things included a pigeon coming across the screen, or, oh, there's a little boy running here. I mean, there was nothing going on.
But everything was going on.
And there's just something in that country that pulls at your DNA. I don't know what it is myself. To digress, a very short story. I was one of my few friends that actually bought a ticket to Woodstock, and I had it in my drawer on my desk in my room. And in those days, I guess parents sort of went through your stuff. I love you, Mom and Dad. Zuchonam levracha. And 2 weeks before Woodstock, I actually checked my drawer to get my ticket out. And instead of being a ticket to Woodstock, there was an LL ticket to Israel. And
wow.
I got on the plane prepared to hate Israel because I wasn't in Woodstock. What am I going to say? I'm not going to see Jimi Hendrix. I'm going to see some Israeli guy. Who do I want there? I want Jimmy. Well, when the doors opened, and never mind that half the plane was loaded with people just like me, kids just like me. When that door opened when we landed and they put on that corny Hava Nagila, something in the smell of the air.
And at that time, everyone clapped, right?
Clapped,
when you landed,
and I'm thinking, what the heck?
Yeah.
But something happened in my brain. I have no idea what. And I smelled something. It's one of your senses gets enacted there. I've heard this from lots of people. Mm-hmm. And I started crying my eyes out. I'm here in Israel. Oh, my God. I'm here. I have no idea what it is, people, except for the fact that they say that every Jewish neshama was at Matan Torah. Every Jewish soul was at Har Sinai, was at Mount Sinai when we got the Torah from Hashem and from God. And I think that all of us, I'm getting the goosebumps just talking about it, all of us in our souls know where home is. And obviously my soul knew I was home. And when you're home, you feel secure. And when you feel secure, you're free to be. And I guess that's what gives us all this freedom of creativity there, is the freedom to be who we really are.
Beautiful. We're not going to have a lot of time. I just want you to quickly tell us about the rock scene in Israel today.
Rock scene in Israel today is the most fantastic thing in the whole world. Rap in Israel is amazing. It's full of passion, social issues. There's no B-I-T-C-H word going on in Israel in rap. The rhyming of Hebrew, the roots of the words are so beautiful. There's all sorts of music. There's rock and roll music. There's alternative music. There's an amazing blues scene. Every musician and every artist should get on a plane and go. Everyone who isn't a musician and an artist right now should go and find your souls and find your creativity and become a part of your whole. This is your family. It's not the Jews over there. It's us over there. It's part of us over here. Our us over there and our us over here is one family. Never forget it, people. Never forget it. And thank you, Rachel. Once, and I have to also say that Rachel was also an amazing influence in Israel. She was in the first all-woman religious music band in Israel. And that was an amazing experience, which set up opportunities for everyone, everywhere. The name of the band was Tofa'a. People, go pick it up.
Libby. Thank you, Libby. You can find Libby when you click on our website, www.israelisrael.weebly.com. And you can click on her picture and you'll be able to get to her on the web if you want to talk to her.
Oh, yeah, wait. We were also going to ask if there... We were talking last night about how we so identify with each other because we are Israelis in America who long to have home. If there's anybody out there that would be interesting in starting a blog so that we can actually have a bunch of us venting to each other, please contact the email at this station,
Israel.
And we'll get it together. Israel Missers Unite.
Israel is real, 1590 at gmail.com. Israel is real, 1590 at gmail.com. Before we finish, we still have a little bit of time. I see we got 7 minutes, right? Okay, we got time to tell you Parshat HaShavua. The portion of this week is Vayishlach, Genesis 32, verse 4 to Genesis 36, verse 43. It's quite a chunk of Torah there, which is Vayishlach, and he was sent out. When returning to Eretz Yisrael, this is about Yaakov, Jacob. When returning to Eretz Yisrael after a lengthy residence in Galut, where he was living elsewhere outside of Israel, Yaakov, Jacob, wrestles with an angel and wins. Later in the portion, God changes his name from Yaakov, one who clings to the heels of others, to Yisrael, one who struggles with God. There's a deep meaning in this name change. As a result, don't cry, Libby, you're going to make me cry. As a result of his struggles, Yaakov undergoes a profound transformation. He had wrestled with the angel of God and won. His victory was a spiritual one. The Torah portion of Vayishlach marks the evolution of the Jews as Ivrim, a people who crosses over from one land to another, from this world to the next, and who always maintain a between-worlds perspective, keeping in mind both God and humanity. We've got a few minutes, and, you know, given the quality, this is not going to be the greatest quality, studio quality, but, you know, we're not in the recording studio, but we do want to give you a little taste of, sorry, we're gonna give it a try. Shir HaMa'alot.
This is
Psalm
32?
Oh,
31?
Boy. See, we're really bad. Psalm 121. Psalm 121.
What was I off?
Yeah, and I think this was Yosef Cardona. Cardona, I can't say his name, yeah.
Shir HaMa'alot, Esa Einai El Harim, Me'ayin Yavo Ezri, Ezri Me'im Hashem, Ose Shamayim Ba'aretz, Al Yiten Lamot Raglecha, Ve'al Yanum Shomrecha. Hine lo yanum ve'lo yishan Shomer Yisrael, Adonai Shomrecha, Hashem Tzilcha, Al Yad Yeminecha. Hashem Esh lo yakeh Hashem yishmocha mikol ra, yishmor et nafshecha, yishmor tzedcha uvoecha, me'ata ve'ad olam, me'ata
Shalom, amen.
Shabbat shalom. Lekol
Shabbat shalom. Lekol ha'chevre b'Yerushalayim. Sonia, anachnu itach. Anachnu mitgaagim. Ve'shetagi mugda'e bekarov. I can't even speak Hebrew anymore. Oy, vavoy.
Sorry for the meltdown, guys. Every time I think of Israel, the tears come. Tears of joy, tears of sorrow. That's what Jews are all about. Shabbat shalom. Everybody go to Israel.
This is Israel, Israel Today, with Sonia in Israel, and condolences again to your family. I'm Rachel, and we've been talking with Libby, Israeli first rock and roll star, and we're on the air every Friday from 9 to 10 on WSMN 1590 Nashua's News and Talk. We're on the internet, WSMNradio.com. I, again, am going to thank Libby. Achla, sababa shel orachat.
Oh, can I say just one last thing?
Go for it.
I guess everybody's wondering, like, why I'm here if I'm such a big Israel fan. Why don't I live there? Well, I moved back because my wonderful daughter, Shana, hi, gave me two beautiful twin boy grandsons who are now 16 months old and lovely, lovely souls and sweet nefeshot. The only reason to leave Israel is family.
Mazel tov. And Bekarov, that we should go
we'll
back.
We'll all go back.
That's right.
You hear that?
We're bringing you Libby. We're going to go out with Libby. Shabbat shalom. It is right now, I believe it is Shabbat in Israel, and we will have Shabbat in a few hours here in beautiful downtown Nashua. Shabbat shalom from Israel. Israel.
Well, karma's going to get you. No hanging on to old friends. No question marks above my head. No longer there for you to use. Confuse, diminish, and abuse. Took years of tears to realize. Master of lies and alibis. I was so blind I could not see. With a friend like you who needs an
connecting you to the news of the day.
Because communication is the beginning of understanding.
1590 WSMN, Nashua.